Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 5 of the Ing season. And the title of this episode will be called Falling. So how do you pick yourself back up when you fall down? Like how in the toughest situations you keep moving forward? How do you have the strength to persevere and not let things hold you back? And many people would have thought that since I said that this episode was called Falling, since I'm a hopeless romantic, it would be about falling in love. No, that's not what this is in the slightest. It's more so a pick-me-up episode of like how you can keep going when the going gets tough. And I know people say that all the time, but sometimes people don't talk about how to keep going. Because for me, example, I've been going through stuff, but I have been staying strong and just doing things to keep me occupied and also to motivate me. Because, like, of course, working motivates me because, like, I like being at work. I have, like, a work family that I enjoy working with. And then, like, of course, my Blurred and Beyond family. Like, I enjoy doing a podcast. And stay tuned for episode 4. We'll be doing that tomorrow. But, yeah, like, I think I've always been a person that just had a warrior spirit. Like, no matter what I was going through, always found the positive in it and a way out to continue to get to where I needed to be. Because I knew, in a way, what was meant for me and what I needed to do to get there. So I wouldn't allow anybody to stand in my way, no matter who it was. Like, even if I was dating someone at the time, like, if it wasn't going well, I wouldn't let that deteriorate me or deter me from what I was doing. Because, of course, like I say, this is the Airbrand Podcast. And so what are we doing? Like, that's the main thing. So I know people are going to be like, get to the point. Like, how are you doing this thing? Like, of course, like basketball, like drawing, like I use my, you know, if I was hurt, I know I used all my pain into my art and just motivated me to create more. Like, I even have designs that I haven't released. Like, it's crazy. But I've always been like that, even when I was in college. That was like my safe haven, being in the lab, making art, like whatever I wanted to create, especially if I was done my classwork. But yeah, just after hours and just staying overtime, doing things that I wanted to do. Like, because my love for art has no bounds. And I think when you get into a safe space like that, whatever you're doing, I think that would apply to all people. Your love for it wouldn't have any bounds. Just like when you get in a career, not a job, when you get in a career, like the love you have for that career, to strive to be the best you that you can be, it wouldn't have any bounds because the job isn't finished. Like, whatever you're going through, maybe it's made to mold you into a better version of yourself because you persevered through so much. Like, you possibly feel like you could get through anything. Like, you just have that mindset to be that type of person. Like, oh, yeah, just brush your shoulder off. Like, yeah, I've been through worse than this, so I definitely know I can get through this and not let this hold me back or hold me down, because you don't want to fall down, because this episode is about falling. You don't want to fall down and not be able to get back up. You got to be able to motivate yourself and motivate other people around you, because some people that's in your circle, no matter if you tell them or not, they can see something going on. But the ones that you do tell about what you're going through, they can see how strong you are and just like, wow, I know what type of person he is, but I'm like I didn't know, like, he just had that fighting spirit. And sometimes, like, of course, you don't want to be like, oh, Lord, I'm tired of fighting. Like, man, like, I'm tired of falling and having to get back up every time. Like, can I just stand for a while? Like, can I just walk in my purpose? I don't have to keep falling down to get to my purpose. Like, come on, man. Like, what does it got to take? What does it have to give? Like, of course, people are giving it all, but sometimes it feels like your all is not enough. So you essentially give up and you want it to end. And not saying that's a bad alternative, not saying that's a good alternative. That's what some people do, because they just tired of everything. Now, I'm not saying I'm going through that. Like, years ago, I have, like, it was some people and, like, my family years ago. I'm like, they were stressing me out, and I don't know, it had me so down. Like, maybe I was in a certain place, because I forgot completely who I was and everything. Because that's not like me to even have those certain thoughts. But, yeah. But I'm glad I got away from that family and started living with my God family. They helped me a lot. More than I know, more than they know. But if you are feeling that certain way, there is definitely a hotline, a suicide hotline for that. And for people to talk to before you can get help. Because you're not at your strongest. And I'm not saying you're weak-minded or even weak. You're not at your strongest. Like, please talk. Have someone you can talk to. That's why I say it's very important to have a circle of people around you that's very uplifting. Because you, and then don't tear somebody else down too, because you've been there before. You fell down once or twice or 20 times. This person is falling. So, like, what could you do to help get them back up, to get them going? Because not everybody has the will and the mindset that you do. Not everybody, it's not the same for everyone. So we have to think about others while also thinking about ourselves in situations like that, because it could backfire a lot. It will, in different ways, depending on how you treat people. Because they already fell down. Like, so you're just going to keep kicking them when they're down. So that's not good. Like, we shouldn't be that. So that just changed your perseverance, warrior spirit, into just like a different type of animal. So you don't want to be labeled that. You shouldn't have to have that ties to your name. You will want to have different things that applies to you. But when people think of you, these are the great things that it makes you. Now, nobody's perfect, but a lot of us can still have work. Like, I still have things I need to work on. Times I've fallen, I didn't brush off everything. So I'm still carrying those things with me. Now, I don't have a lot of baggage or anything like that. I don't think so. Because there's a lot of things I have worked through therapy, and they helped me along the way. And don't be afraid to seek help. That's what I had that mental health episode to inform people, especially our community. Like, we are so quick to say somebody crazy, and then we're quick to put somebody down that's already felt, that they're already falling down. So we just keep going, keep stumping them. Like they do it, like they're no matter, like they're just a number. And since you're just a number two, because they don't matter, you shouldn't matter neither. Like, and people might try to twist that around because they was doing the All Lives Matters mess, because the Black Lives Matter thing were going on, it's still going on. But we got to do better in our community than making even a certain group or certain ones in our community feel less than when they already done fell down already. Like, reach out a hand and help pick these people up. Stand with them. We need to be more united instead of divided. Like, what could you do to motivate someone else? Like, if you can't do it that day, do it the next day. Like, random acts of kindness go a long way, but I think we should go above beyond that in some way, shape, or form. Like, yeah, call yourself into action and be there for somebody, even if it's somebody random. Like, they don't always have to be like a homeless person or anything. Like, there's people that's not homeless that's hurting as well that could use your help with not even a monetary thing or anything. Just talking or just listening. Like, you don't know what the next person is going through unless you actually communicate and talk with that person. You also have to be open to listen. And that person has to also be open to learn. And don't compare and contrast, like, oh, I fell down, like I was falling, and this was things I did. And oh, this is things that they did. No. Like, this isn't a very compare and contrast. This is not one of those things. On your journey through this thing called life, you're going to fall down plenty of times. Just don't fall down on the horse. You see what happened to Superman. Never mind. Stop. Let me not make that joke. But, God forgive me. But, listen. You're going to fall down multiple times. Like, it's just what happened afterwards. After you fall down, what are you doing? So what are we doing to get to where we need to go? What are we doing to get or to move forward? And what are we doing to help other people to get them along to where we are at? Because you've been in their place. A lot of situations people have been in, some person has been in their shoes. They've been in that situation before, and some people talk badly about people, but some people don't because they relate and they try to be there for people. Some people don't want the help. Some people think people are just helping just to get something in return. Not everything has to be monetary to be given, doing it out of your own free will and out of your kindness of your heart. There's not too much of that going on nowadays. Like, people, like, shun people because they're recording when they're doing something nice. Like, that's a good and bad thing. Like, some people do it just for recommendation because they record it. Some people actually do it to just bring awareness or whatever to the situation. And then with that, people try to do the same thing as well. So, I think it should be more doing instead of talking. So less talking and more doing. Doing what you need to do to keep yourself from falling and have yourself standing up strong to walk in your purpose. And doing the thing that you want to live for, fighting for what you want to live for. If you give up, then the next person probably will because they're looking up to you. They see you as something great. So if you fail, they feel like they're going to fail too. But we have to be strong individuals. Well, warrior spirit individuals. Like with everything, I know it's hard because it's countless different things that people go through. That's definitely not okay, and it definitely puts people in like, well, captivity in their mind. They're just held captive in their mind because that's their way of escape from the things they have been through. So they don't see anywhere else of a way out but that, because we really got to be strong for ourselves and strong for others. Just like when you're driving, you have to drive for yourself and you have to drive for other people, because you have to watch your surroundings and you got to look at who's watching you. That should be motivation within itself, because it's a serious thing out here. Like, some people just need a pick-me-up, and you could be that person. Like, it don't have to be a thing. It could be just a person, like, conversation, whatever it entails, like, as long as you're helping the person in the right way, not for personal gain or monetary donation. Like, you're doing it. You're doing something you love, because there's a lot of people that love helping people. So we'll see how that goes, because there's a long journey ahead. I know for me, I'm still striving and I'm still designing, like I said, and doing that works for me. Like, as long as I still have time to have my own space to myself and do the things I need to do, I'll be fine. Because that's my way of a distraction. But it's helping me get things done. Because if I was always down, I don't think I would be able to do the things that I do. Writing the book, doing this podcast, and doing the Blurred and Beyond podcast, and then making videos for TikTok, posting on Instagram, YouTube, it's here and over there. It's just making sure you do the right thing for others and yourself. That's the type of motivation we need to call into action, instead of just something that we lack and that doesn't make sense, because you could be an attribute for someone and not even know it. Or some type of positive influence on somebody's life, no matter what. I think that's how it's supposed to be. But I just want to make sure things are right for myself and, like, the people around me, because I don't want to bring people around to my space in this messed up situation, or it's holding somebody back for them to fall or to fail. Nobody should be put in that position, because falling is easy, but getting back up is the hard part. So what are you doing to help someone that has fallen, metaphorically speaking? So appreciate that. I hope people listen to this and use an example to try to help people. Like, well, hopefully it motivates you. I don't think like I'm some perfect being telling somebody something they should do. Definitely not by any means, but the right topic will catch somebody's eye, catch somebody's attention for them to apply it to their life and use it. And some won't, but at the end of the day, I feel like I'm still making a change. But this has been the Airborne Podcast. So what are we doing? Season 3, Episode 5 of the Ing season, Falling. Stay tuned for more. Definitely listen to the Blurred and Beyond Podcast, Season 4, coming out tomorrow. And just strive to be the best person that you see yourself and that you want other people to see as well. Y'all stay blessed.